Amen. That is called the divine exchange, and that is what we've been talking about last Sunday, and we'll be talking about again this morning. I want to welcome everybody who's here with us in person. Thank you for being here with us. I want to welcome those of you who are online, whether you're on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. Be sure to heart, like, share, follow, subscribe, do all those things, especially comment, as that helps to get the word out even more. And thank you to those who are on our phone live streaming. If you need that number, please see me after the service. Call the church office. We'll be glad to share that with you for the phone live streaming. Also want to say that if you're at home, you can go to our church website at highlandbaptistchurch.com. It's over under the info tab that you can download the worship bulletin. These are at the doors as you came in, so be sure to grab one of those. I think there may be some in the windowsills also. We have the children's worship bulletins. They actually are the same as from last Sunday because our message today is the continuation of that same passage. So they are in the windowsill over here to my right. They're also under that info tab, one for ages 3 and up, one for ages 7 and up, and also is the prayer list under that tab. So be sure to get that. There are some prayer lists down here on the front pews. You can grab one of those before we put those out on the table in the foyer. If you're a guest with us this morning, we want to encourage you to grab one of the gift bags that are on the sides of the stage or at the doors as you came in. It's got some information about our church that we want to share with you. It's got some gifts in it that we want to give to you to say thank you for being here with us this morning. And again, if you brought somebody, please make sure that they get one of those too. So we just wanted to welcome you this morning. Thank you for being here with us this morning. So Brother Mike, if you'll come and lead us.
Good morning, all. I know you just sat down, so let's stand one more time and praise the Lord, singing hymn 12, Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord, He's holy and just, by His power we trust in His love. Great is the Lord, He is faithful and true, by His mercy, He proves His love. Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice. Now lift up your voice. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord.
This morning, you'll notice in your bulletins, our missionary of the week is not what is on the screen, and it's not Morgan Wallen. It is Morgan Walker. That is not her real name, as you'll see the asterisk there beside her name. She is serving in a place where security is of the utmost importance there, as she is seeking to follow God's call upon her life to reach the unreached people groups in Central Asia. And so we want to pray for Morgan as she she remains obedient to the call of God on her life, that she would engage the lost there with confidence. And so we want to pray for Morgan. She's one of our international missionaries. You can also read more about some more of our international missionaries in the prayer guides that are around in the sanctuary, as well as at the doors. Be sure to grab one of those. Today is the eighth day of our prayer requests, and you'll notice that it's about the Horn of Africa in the missionaries that we have serving there. So we want to ask you to pray for those and pray what God would have you to give to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering that, as we learned last week, goes 100% to the mission field to support those missionaries. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for your blessings today. We thank you for bringing us here into your presence. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you and to glorify you and to honor you. Thank you, Lord, that you love us, you care for us, you provide for us, even when we don't always see it. And so we come, Lord, with humble hearts, acknowledging our sinfulness before you, asking you to cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness, set us on a path of righteousness for your name's sake, encourage us, strengthen us, Lord, fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit, wash us with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And we just ask, God, your blessings upon us this morning. We want to uplift our missionaries, especially Morgan Walker. You know her real name, as well as our missionaries from Moldova, and all of our missionaries through our Lottie Moon Christmas offering, our international missionaries. Father, we just pray for a special blessing upon each one of them. We ask for you to continue to place a hedge of protection about them, to keep them safe from the enemy, to keep them safe from harm. And Father, we just pray that you will open up opportunities like never before for them to share the gospel with the many people around them. Bless their work, but bless us also, Lord, that we might be a blessing to them through our tithes and our offerings and through our special offering that we're taking for the Lottie Moon Christmas offering to support those international missionaries. So bless us, Lord, that we might be a blessing. And Lord, bless this service this morning. Lord, I know sometimes we come with heavy burdens. We come with lots of troubles on our hearts and our minds. I pray, God, that your Spirit will uplift us, the songs will encourage us, the message would speak to us, and may we be transformed by faith in our hearts and our lives as we draw closer to you. We ask these things in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I want to encourage you also in your pews in front of you, as well as around on the tables and the windowsills. You'll find your regular offering envelopes. You can also do this online at highlandbaptistchurch.com. Go to the far right-hand side and click the Give Online tab there. You can also do your Lottie Moon Christmas offering. These are around in the sanctuary also, as well as at the doors where you came in. Be sure to take the time to pray about giving towards that special offering. Today is the last day for you to get the Angel Tree bags and gifts in. So I want to encourage you to get those to us this evening. We'll be giving those to the Head Start program later this week. And I know we're going to mention some more about primetimers at the very end, but just wanted to say a word of thanks to everyone who participated, who helped in any way, shape, or form. Some of you helped to put together little track things with a candy cane that we gave out. We had an awesome time there at the parade. We've got a few pictures of our float, so if you weren't able to see it online and to see it in, or to see it in person, And so there's a few pictures of that. We also wanted to recognize also that we won second place, first time since we've been doing it, since I've been here, that we won second place in the civic nonprofit group. And so what a blessing that was. But even greater than that, we were able to give out 2,000 gospel tracts with a candy cane on it to people all down the parade route. And we had individuals, youth who helped us with that, adults who helped us with that. We had many people who rode on the float, some who rode in the vehicles. And so thank you so much for everyone who helped in that, decorating the float and getting that all ready. What a wonderful opportunity that was for us to share the gospel with people across our communities here. So thank you so much. I think that's all I've got. Brother Mike.
Christmas is getting close.